השמיים לסרות הכלל. הכלל הוא שחוף ביצעיתי את התוירה, המסור לנו, אם נוי ונחוף ביצעיתי את התוירה אליינו. הוא סוי את התוירה. Now, you know, the Oisius Bedibon, the Oisius Machshava, Oisius Bedibon is the Oisius that we speak of, Oisius Bechina, Oisius Adin, Oisius Machshava, but it seems Oisius as well. Now, the Oisius come from a very, very high corner. The Oisius that we speak, the Oisius already begets into a Gashmas. The Oisius have a Hechel in the corner. The Chope is Oisius Atoira, on the Ibea, from Chope is Oisius Atoira, which is the Soid Atoira. Kshodom, when it is Shmoh, Nainu Rashem Atoira. Right, the Yachid Shnei HaToyros. To be Yachid, the Bechinat of Toyron of Milan, to be Yachid Shomayim Ba'ora. Oh, Kudja Brichu Shchinta. Right, Kudja Brichu Shchinta is the Bechinat of Shomayim Ba'ora. Why? Shomayim is the Bechinat of Kudja Brichu. Shchinta is the Bechinat of Ba'ora. Why? Why do you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? Right? Kodesh is the Bechina of Ata Kodesh, you think Shmei Yisrael, Kodesh, Kedusha is Nivdal. Kedusha is Nivdal, what's Kedusha mean? To be Mavdil, right? A Kiddush. Kiddush is the Bechina to be Mavdil between the week and between Shabbos. Kiddush is Avdala. Kiddush means to be something which is Mavdil. Shemayim is the Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh, that's the Bechina of Nivdal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Tachlis is that we have to be Mavshech from Nivdal to make it to Goli. So that's the Bechina of Baruch, we always discuss, it's Lashon Brichas, Lashon Hamshacha. Now the Bechina of Kodesh Baruch, the Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bechina of Bimam Shech Melamal, of Nivdal. Shchinta is the Bechina of Malchus. Malchus is already Begali, Begali down here. Any Indian of Gili has to do with Hasaki, has to do with Bechina of Malchus. The Chosek HaMishli, Devar HaMelech Shultayim, Dibor is also the Bechina of Malchus, the Dibor is the Gili. Shvach who created the world, the Dibur Kav Yochel, the Son of Morris, the Bechina of Gilui. When we talk about Kudshu B'Yichol Shechinta, we say that L'Shem Yichol, you say you don't say L'Shem Yichol, there's Shem Yichol Yisei, Shem Yichol Kudshu B'Yichol, Shechinta, which means that the purpose of L'Shem Yichol is to be Meyachid, Shemayim Ha'oret, which means to bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring down everything, to bring down all the milos and all the things which are nivdom in HaShemayim, the Tachas HaBriyeh is to bring it down to Leh, till it's Mamash Miyachid. What does Miyachid mean? Miyichud means nothing. Not just to come, Miyichud means that it's Legamri down here, Legamri down here.
That's
the Shechinte. Shechinte is the Bechir of Malchus, the Yichud. Of Kudsh Bichu Shchinta is the Yichud. Hari Malchus is the Bechina we learned already. Malchus is the Bechina of Ke'ilu, which creates the world, the Yeshmiayim. Koach, Ke'ilu, to create. The Bechina to create a world, which seems like we discussed it already, right? Because Malchus, Emel, Leon, it's another, the Bechina to, which seems different from a Kudsh Bichu. That's the Bechina of Malchus. Yichud of Kudsh Bichu. And Shchinta means that when there's no Chilak, in other words, everything, in other words, what's Begoli? Ke'ilu, only something which is not Elikos. What do you see? Only something which isn't Elikos. The Tachlis is that everything should be Begali. The Shbokhu wants us to be Namshech, the Shechina down here, so everything that's up here is down here Begali as well. Sechazen ha'inenu, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, b'shul Hashem tzir. That's what the Yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina. Always a Yichud means, and you're taking one Nekuda, the next Yichud of Chochma Bino, Abba Bino, or Echin Hashem Lekinu, and the Yichud of Chochma Bino, Yichud is in the the first one on its own is such a high madrega, right? And our tachlis is that we have to miyachat, we have to bring that down until it's misyachit, until it becomes one. Yichud means one, until it becomes echad. Shmaim ba'aretz before you miyachit, they are two separate. Tachlis is that they should all be one.
Because
the Bechina of us, we have to take that. That is, Kudsho is the Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nivdal from that. Kudsho is the Koach to bring it down. The Bechina of Malchus is the Bechina of down here. The Malchus on its own, Malchus is the Bechina of Ke'ilu, creating a world Yesh Me'ayin, which is the Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring it down to be Miyachid, the Kudsho is the Bechina. Under the Koach, Malchus is the Koach to create the Yesh Me'ayin. We want to use the Bechina of Malchus, other numbers, to show that Ayin the Ayin, in other words, to show that everything is an Ayin. That's the Bechina of Kudsho Brichu and Shchinta. Shodom lo yemei lishmo, ayinu lo shem ha-toyro, which means le-yachid shtei ha-toyro, to mi-yachid, u-mi-yachid shmaim ha-otsu, u-kutsh b'yichu shkinta. Yidua, sh-oyr ha-toyro, ha-mastis odom le-mutu, right? It says that, right? Chazal say, ha-lavai, oisi, ozru, v-sarothi shamoro.
שהמור שבו יחזרנו למותים.
רבי כאילו פרסק את האישה, מי זה הקדוש ברוך הוא? מי דובל צדו תוריה? זה מאור אין התוריה, ושזה אור בקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא ימח לנו למותים. That's the beginning of the earth. That's the beginning of the earth. In other words, when a person has learned the Torah, because what is Oisi Shemon, a person is learning Torah the Shemot, when he learns Torah properly, he'll find that Torah which is lived on, which a person was Ozvo. But when he learns Torah, it's there in the Torah itself. Upshat is learning Torah from down here, and he's leaving the Torah from up there. A person learns Torah the Shemot means he's learning Torah the Torah in Yachid, the two Torahs. So therefore, the Torah which he left, he's going to find it again in the Torah. That's going to be found in the Torah. And maybe, therefore, that would be Yachzirin al-Amutim. He thinks he's leaving, and really he's being the Yachzirin. So there, Yevantum Matzotah found it. It says, Yevantum Matzotah. Matzotah is a Matziah. Matziah means that you found it. In other words, you thought it wasn't there, and you found it. That's a Matziah. So they only got the Lamadatah. Why does he say Matzotah, not Lamadatah? Who koi al Or HaGonus is not all here? Because it's referring to the Or HaGonus. Or HaGonus means, kilu, that the Or HaGonus is found there. It's gone, it's hidden, right? So the only way to get to it is by Metzia, ke'ilu, by finding it. There you got to Matzotah. So Or HaGonus, she'elim or HaShkodesh Bo Hashem. She'elim nigla, that's not nigla, ki'im achah ha'yegiyah b'teres Hashem. When applying the Yegi in Teres Hashem, Shuacha HaOmo, Bonne Kristerote, the Bechina when it becomes a person's prayer, like it says, Kima Sosa Shachet, it says, Yege Yom Lelera. Why is it only through Yegi? Not because Pshat is, because you do through Yegi, so you work hard. So then even after you worked hard, you didn't find it, so you worked hard, and maybe you got there. If you got a difficult arithmetic problem, so you don't chap it the first time, chap it the second time. Or you're not even the second time, you may again on it, yeah? So you find it, you don't find it. You came to the right conclusion. You weren't using your circle properly. The second time you use it better, and the third time you use it better. So what's the difference between Yagati and Sosi in physics and Yagati and Sosi in things? You don't Yagati and Sosi with physics. Any matter of fact, the Yigi and Torah is a completely different parasha. Yigi and Torah is a bit lost to me. Right? And we discussed this before. The Chochmah is Koyachma. The only time there can be Ashra on something is only the more bittle there is. In Mela, Yigi B'Seich, what does Yigi B'Seich mean? What's the difference between in a person between Seichel and Midas? Seichel is the Chelik of him which is lived out from him. And Midas is a heritage. Why is there no heritage in Seichel? You don't feel Seichel, do you? Other people, look at most very, very intellectual people. They're usually very cult. Why? I mean, not just from the Kedushim, professors of them, I mean, the Goy Shavel. Why? What's the Shavel? The Seichel is the Chelik of the Yadam, which is the Mubdu from the Yadam. Shenkin lays heritage Midas, that's the ultimate of the person. So when a person is margish, he's margish himself, that's the way the seichel is a chelik of the person, which isn't a chelik of the person, which is nivdul to the person. And then when a person is me'agia and toira, so what does he do? The seichel is nivdul. Seichel, right? The seichel, even the seichel, I'm saying, everything is reflected in the gashmis, the glory, even the physical seichel. Like, even talking about toira, talking about seichel, the key. Talking about a seichel that the person doesn't have. Talking about a seichel of toira, which only a yid has. Right? A goy can't understand a piece of language. Even in the Seichel, Adam, Seichel is more muffled, more muffled from Adam than his heart, right? The male of that are very often, you do things which you know are not good. Why? Because how do you know they're not good from your Seichel? Your Seichel's not part of you. You feel, you do what you feel, right? Seichel's not part of you. Even in the Gashmi, it's yourself, Seichel. Is moved from the person. And really, you know what's right, but your heritage is more you than your seichel is. If the seichel would be as much you as you say as your lady is, of course you do what was right. But the seichel is moved from, you don't feel it. There's no heritage. So that's in the Gashmi Tigurah. Allah has come and it's all only a reflection of what's going on in the Ruchmi Tigurah. Talking about seichel of the key, the gummy moved from the person. The gummy completely moved from the person, right? I mean, let's chat is when you're doing the gear, what you're doing is you're doing bit last. You're working hard and then you're tired. And the again, so your good tells you, your late tells you, your Arabic tells you, I tried. But then you may again, what is it you do? It means that you're slowly emptying out yourself. You're making oneself from a yesh to an iron. Now the me again, more tired and exhausted, you're putting more kais and more kais and more kais. Then eventually, when there's no ani anymore, when there's no ich anymore, so then, that's Nizgala. It's not trying to Nizgala because
it was there, it's a Dover Musko, and then you were part of it. But it's not, gone. It can only be Nisgala when there's no person. When a person's an eye, or when a person's a yesh, it can't be Nisgala. So the Yegia in the Shlema, so Yegia is looking, it's not some working hard, right? Or a workaholic, it's a certain type of Meyagia. Here you took one Meyagia of the class, Meyagia, all the shvit that you put into it, all the, you know, pull down the Swama question, it's not a joke, it's pull down the Swama question that, I heard it from Tzvi Mazul, but it's a double Yedua, when he only brings things in the Koran, but it says that, one time Rav Hashem said that a person falls asleep on the sefer, right? But more so, than Torah and often make Quran crime, right? Shabbos and Tzvi Mazul, again, so much until he falls asleep, sometimes when a person falls asleep, the lie that comes out of his mouth, when he falls asleep. Sometimes Rav Hashem says that that's the lie that Akash Baruch Hu takes the lie that goes together with Yam Shel Demoiz. In other words, the pshat is that the yagia of a person, any simon of yagia from a person, is when a person is in the yagia, a person is in the gemara, says, "Terasa nafim koran koran," the gemara means, wait, now listen. He didn't fall asleep from the yerei of yagia necessarily. He said, okay, he learned a bit, he said, "Shai, now I'll speak a bit, and I'll get done, then I'll learn a bit." That's terasa nafim koran. He told me he wasn't intending to fall asleep. He learned for all his quests until his last ounce of energy. And he dropped. That's the yagia. Given the soul completely up, there's no mention anymore there. But then there's a Metzia, then you find the Arhagana. There's no person, there's no Arhagana. Arhagana is the greatest. Arhagana is the Arhagana, the Arhagana, the Arhagana cannot discuss this. When we discuss Chokhma, the Arhagana is the first to start. It has to be in Bittl, it has to be in Ein. That's the Bechim of Yegir. Rabbi is called the Metzia. שאין נגל כי מחן הגיע סטרס עם שואח העומר כבר שנכנס כאירופה וזהו גרישן של בוא בוא לכי עשר שמיים אין פול חוף בית אייסי שמיים אלף טוב שמונה תל טוב מי אלף הטוב השמיים הוא סעיד התריבה ואז זה בחינות אליין השמיים פעד אחר זה עשר שמיים עשר זה תריבה לחוף בית אייסי עשר שמיים וזה חלק התריבה שזה כאילו דור הגון תרל מלמעלה השמיים אז זה עשר עורד the answer will cost you this to turn out of the Torah to turn a Niklas Lama but okay Torah and Shema so we learn Torah Shema in the Yachid HaShemayim Ba'oret Ta'inu Kudsh Obricho Shechem Ba'oret however that's the end of the first Chassid Ba'oret however in Einu Lema Lishma Einu Miyachid Chassid Shalom so you're left just with the Oret when you're doing the Yichud of Shemayim Ba'oret the Oret is a different Oret you see if you find in the Oret the Gilui of the Shemaim, the Oragon. The person only learns Shlodishma means that he learns for what is Seichel and Nushital wants, for Kovoid and for whatever the case is, he's learning for Kamta or whatever the Shlodishma is. So then it's only Or. He's not Mimiachet. Then, Oy Fosoy, Vahoy Vahoy Shech. There's no Or, he'll never find the Oragon. Sheninna Oyre, it's Hoshech. He won't find the Or. Kiyena Miyachet, the Shnei Torah, it's Bechdeshi Yoren Torah, Yoyne Kanaan. It doesn't Kanaan, Kanaan, Kanaan. But he's not Yachad. There is a Chiz Ruchim is there, but it's not Chatzah Shalom if he's not in Yachid, so they say the Torah is not Kaddish. The Torah is Kaddish. The question is what he's going to be in the Gala through the Torah. The Torah, even in the Chav Tisa, is in the Oret, the Chavah Ka'anigla of Torah, Chodesh Kaddish, same Kedusha. No. That type of Torah, that type of learning, probably in the other, you won't find the Rambam. It's still got the Chiz Ruchim. Zeo, Ruach Lekim, Rachetas, Alchini Amayim. In other words, Hashbok is not monatol, which means Hashbok doesn't withhold the people who are trying. But if a kashas rachman Hashem, they be a mitzvah lishma, lafik lishma. Even if a person learns lishma, but he does the whole kala of mitzvah lishma, bar lishma, the only person at least has a sheifa to learn lishma. Now, at the moment, he's only a madrig who is learning lishma. The sheifa has to be to learn lishma. So therefore. To bring him to the master of Lishma. Then we say, Even the Zoya, over the Yehiyo, by Yehiyo, therefore the Zoya, the Krahava Koinim should want to look for the Jew. He's going to find the oil that was really there, by Yehiyo. Yehiyo, he's going to find the oil that was by Yehiyo, that wasn't on the Lashon Ova in the past. It was the oil. So be very good. He should assume that now he's Mizdalat Tam. You, that was always there. And before he wasn't. It wasn't Mizdalat Tam because it was Shlomo Shema. Eventually, it was Shema. Then it's Mizdalat Tam. Ve'Yavdelekim. Right. Ve'Yavdelekim. Sorry. Ve'Yavdelekim. Oyem Menachem Shachimach. And Shlomo Shema. And Zoych Ledvam Arba. Mishnah. Kol Aloyim. All this. Kol Aloyim. Sorry. Shema. Zoych Ledvam Arba. Machshavot Le'Tzadik. It's about what was the other tree there called? The Lechaim, which is the Rechina of Torah. And I was if you would first eat from the Lechaim and then you would 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 eat from the Lechaim and then therefore that if he didn't eat from the Lechaim got mixed with the taken to that is, he taken his Torah. So Yaakov Vino to Sakin the Lechaim. Yaakov Vino to the command of the Shufi the Yaakov and Shufi the Adam. Yaakov Vino is the Ishtan, the Yeshiva Holland. The Torah is the school to be mafrit. The Torah is the school to be mafrit the Torah. Why? The Torah is the Torah in the Kabbalah and Tumah. In other words, the Torah comes from the core of the Torah never gets there. And then the person is swimming in the Torah like a mikvah. Swimming in the Torah. He's swimming in with something that the Torah never got there. And then that's not the Torah from him as well. And then the person is there to see the Torah, to see the chelik of the Torah that the Torah never gets to. Maybe that's the greatest hafrada. The greatest hafrada from Tevin Ra. Tevin Ra is only shayach when there's no Torah. The person doesn't use the Torah. Look, one box. The Chagabam is the Mitab Yisrael. The Shechel of Ezra Medrash. Lepen to the Bez Medrash. In other words, if Ebony and Amura in Torah, the Ezra Ra hasn't got a Kach. The whole Kach of the Ra is that the Ra wants to be yearning from the Torah. The Ra needs to be yearning from the Torah because the Ra doesn't have Chiyas. It's the Alchemy. The whole Chayim, it's only when the Nashas. It takes from the Torah. The person of the Torah, there's no element of Ra there in the Torah. In the Mela, the person is being Isaac in the Enyan, in the Mela, anything which has to do with Ra has no Chiyas, has no Gisha, has no approach to it. In the Mela, the Ra just falls away. That's the Havdalah from the Zechat of the Yahu Kim Zechat of the Torah. Zeo Bayer, Bayoyte Yemecha, Kipirish, Aldercha, Ashat, the Tzimah, Izeh, Mapki, Bereisha, why does he go in front? The Briyat Oilan, like the Briyat Oilan, Chashaych and the Hodan. First it's Erev, dark, Chashaych, the Hodan Ahir, and then it's light. Pirish, what does it mean? Yilaman Ibrahim Adam Sheikh Kotam, Ad Yidgim Hashem, Abayna Chai the Mitzvah. Personally, he gets the Yitzvah Tayyib Bala Mitzvah, till then it's Kula Yitzhara. Or Maitha Kapna, Echem Yitokan, spent 13 years doing Narashka. How's that supposed to work the ticket for them? It says, Zeo Azim Him. It really means Izim, but. He explains it as in him, as the smart of Chilas in the Yodam, which is Tipshit, right? The Chilas in the Yodam, that's for how to get rid of it. The Tirat, Kibriyosa Shalaylah, that's the Briyas Oilam. Ki ahead the Koidim Cholder, always the head of comfort. What goes first? The shell or the actual fruit? Always the clip, everything's the head that goes first. The Because I mean, it means the choyshech is nefach lower. No, the choyshech goes out the window and the light stays in. They have a wrestling match. One gets thrown out. Because the choyshech becomes oil. Choyshech is not their choyla. She via her oil toicha bayis nichlal ha choyshech and al the toicha oil. Choyshech is nichlal in the oil. Behind us, mach bochol be yaldas elchol. Why is mach bochol be yaldas elchol? Pshat is the avada bevadai and bevadai. Harry, what's the whole tachlat abriya? Tachlat abriya is not the rash of the nitche. Tachlat abriya was that the rash would be discovered. So it should become oil. They were elements of ra, which were through Esau, he brought those kechas of harada. That cannot have tikkun anymore. And then that chol harisha kula ka'oshan tikkle, certain ra has to be destroyed. But if not for that, originally, what was supposed to happen was that the ra was in the skull of the toiv. Yeah? Esau and Yaakov were two twins, toiv and ra. They were supposed to be in the skull together, like the chesach and oiz, that chesach is in the skull and toiv. Esau would have had a heretz for Yaakov, so the ra would bring the skull and the toiv, but eat up the ra and not take the ra from the toiv. In the main, but that's it. So maybe that's why if a child is born like that, other does all the nourishment in the world is by mitzvah. So when it's by mitzvah, it's kulei choyshech. Then I come to Shabbat because the Yitzchayim says, "Now be niskal, now make a skull into the oil. The choyshech should be niskal into the oil." Rashi at kam devei it says, "Hora mikam veirak devei." So by mitzvah, zeh ki al koleila yiviyachal ekim b'mishpat. Al koleila, haynu ach at shuvo. Maybe as Maisach Katnus b'mishpat abayish. What does that mean? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you give the person Dima Chesh, when the person dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean that. Hashem brings all the Maisach Katnus, and he shows how the person was Machnus, was brought in there, all the Maisach Katnus, and he made that into Adarav, made it into a great Torah, an old Takus every year. If it's not like that, so the Neshama goes back to Shemaim the same way as it was when it came. That's not a Takus. It could have stayed there without coming down. It's got to come back on the higher Madriga. How does it come back on the higher Madriga? It's got to go on new iris. Which new iris does it bring? In Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashem. Bringing new iris means something which was Choshech, an able iris. He's bringing more iris. He's being made of more iris than it was. Yitzhah iris by Choshech, the Tul Choshech. Yitzhah ma iris. It's really the Choshech that changed into iris. But Yitzhah ma iris, Lashon Rabba, there's no Choshech anymore, but all iris. Tainer is Kalla, Maitha Kapnes, Boer, Maitha Toi. Over here of the Chabros of the week, of the week to Shabbat, which is the Chalvus of the Cheshach into the Lord. Other Rabbah, Tafka before the Chet, he blew it. Achman and Madrega. Other Mishnah was great with Avoida. If he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Adam, if he'd eaten from the Eitz Achaim, then even after the Eitz Achaim, the Eitz Adam would have been as bad as he would have gone into Shabbos. That was, you had taken a week thing with him into Shabbos. And then that would have been a tikkun.
I think
a week into Shabbos. Right, that's a... The Chutik of Hashem, right? The whole thing, you come in a couple of Shabbos before Shkia, which, tasting Shabbos food on Friday afternoon. All these inyanim, Shabbos feeding the Shabbos day, which Shabbos sent by Hashpada, I can't feel Shabbos and Arab Shabbos. Later one takes Arab Shabbos, and with Shabbos stick on Arab Shabbos, then it's the chinna of being a kaddish, of being choshech becoming or. Yeah. Oh. Should have bought a chayim. See him on Parshas Bereishit. Yeah.